Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
From the text line from the 417, Jay Binkley should be the Giants' new head coach.
He's better than the majority of the coaches that they hire around the NFL. I'd be a hypocrite if I laughed at that, because I know I would be a better head coach than a lot of these, you know, clowns that are walking around the sidelines right now. So I'm all for Jay Binkley. I'd take Jay Binkley over Tommy Callahan, I'll tell you that right now.
Jay Binkley kind of looks like Brian Daboll.
He does, a little bit,
especially
yeah.
He didn't wear the hat.
Yeah.
They got that, you know, they got that clean dome.
You think if the Giants called Binkley and offered him the job, he would take it?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Would you?
Well, hell yeah, I would. I'd take any of these NFL jobs because I'd be better than 50% of the coaches out there right now. Well, yeah. I tell you what, we wouldn't be losing our ass in Tennessee right now.
I just saw an insane stat on NFL Network. Justin Fields has thrown for 60 yards or fewer in 4 of 8 games.
You think if I was coaching the Jets, you'd have those numbers?
No, because you'd start Tyrod Taylor.
That's exactly right.
Like, seriously, dude? In 2025, 4 of your 6 games, you've thrown for 60 or fewer.
4 of 8. Give him a break.
Do you think if Kevin O'Connell, name your OC, name your play caller, could you pass for over 60 yards in a game?
No. No, no, you
best
can't.
I don't think I could see over the line.
No, you can't do any of that stuff.
Well,
like
little jet pop pass,
no,
get 20 yards,
not a chance.
Quick screen before they figure out it's me.
Nope. No, because before the snap, I would crap my pants, dude.
There's no chance.
Have you seen the South Park episode where they make fun of what's the old boy's name that used to run the Washington Commanders?
Dan Snyder. Yeah.
He just goes out there by himself and he's like snapping the ball to himself, and the Patriots just keep rushing him and hitting him, or the Broncos, or whatever, in South Park. He's like, set.
That guy pulled a Johnny Carson, too. You haven't heard from that guy since the day he walked out of the door for the Washington Commanders.
And him and Papa John are hanging out together.
I mean, I have no idea where that guy is. And that's a good thing. That guy sucked. The offensive court, you can't do anything in the NFL. Like, people always say, oh, you can get one. No, you can't hit 1 yard.
Like,
people don't know how fast these games are.
Like, if I had Dan Campbell, right, like, drawing up some sort of mythological play that works, and somehow I just close my eyes and pray and throw it up to J-Mo, then maybe, but no, dude, I would absolutely A, throw an interception, B, I would throw an incomplete pass, 3, I'd have a bowl of chocolate pudding in my underpants, and there's no chocolate pudding on the sidelines, and 4, I would fake an injury.
Yeah.
I ain't meant for football.
No. Mac, you were on the sidelines for an NFL game. You think you can do anything on that field after being down there and watching the speed that guys have on that field? No chance.
Like, Robert Tonyan can't sniff the field. And look at how big he is in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, look at some of these guys. I mean, that have speed, that can't get on the field. Like, anybody who thinks that they can do something on an NFL field is deranged.
What's Tua? 6'2"? Is he that tall?
No, he's not that tall. He's 6'2".
So he's 6'1". I'm barely 6 foot.
I'm like 5'11 and 3 quarters.
And Tua's already admitted he couldn't see over the line to throw to Jalen Waddle. Like, what do you think I'm going to do? There's no way.
There's no chance. There's
no chance.
I have
a better chance of getting 5 yards rushing than making a 5-yard completion.
What about making a kick?
No.
Is that your best chance?
Yeah.
Are you out there by yourself on a tee with, you know, perfect conditions, like college game day, you know, type stuff? Or you got 11 guys running at you?
So speaking of making a kick, I just watched a podcast with Sophie Cunningham, babe. She's out there at the Annika Sorenstam Invitational, and Caitlin Clark's just balling in the golf world. And Dave Portnoy's already said the first invite to the next Internet Invitational is going to be Caitlin Clark.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
She's a stick, man. And Sophie Cunningham was on there doing this, like, interview with this guy, and she talked about how she kicked field goals for, she went to Columbia Rockbridge in high school, and their kicker was hurt, and they were just having open invitations, and she said she played soccer her whole life, and she went down there on the field with a boot on her foot, took the boot off, and booted a 45-yard field goal. And then the coach said, can you play? And she was like, come on. He's like, no, seriously, can you play in this game? And she's like, I mean, if you need me to. They padded her up, put her on the field. It was homecoming night, and all the girls are out there in their dresses. Sophie Cunningham out there in pads, accepting flowers for homecoming.
That's awesome.
And kicked five field goals through. The one field goal she missed, they sent the they blitzed the offensive line or whatever, and they blocked it, and she got tackled. And she goes, after that, I went 5 for 5.
That's cool.
What a badass.
That's a great story. But that's an athlete.
Yeah,
no offense, you're not.
Oh, no. I think yeah, my circumstance was really the defense doesn't know it's me or doesn't know it's you. So they think you're Jared Goff for your Lions.
They're never going to think that.
Yeah.
In this hypothetical, yeah. Bob, and you've got a pop pass, you know, jet sweep pass to J-Mo, and you've got, you know, one screen pass to Amon-Ra. Could you get 50 yards passing before they know it's you?
No.
Maybe.
Yeah. Not a chance. No. It's you sound like Spectre. Like he could hit Mariano Rivera 9 times out of 10.
No, but that's Spectre thinking he could do something athletic against the best athletes in the world.
But I don't even think he thinks he could do anything in the NFL anymore.
No. I mean, we almost got injured putting up a
damn sign
yesterday.
I mean, that's right. I mean, yeah, I almost knocked myself out, hit my head on a drill.
I gave
Bob
a
lawsuit
concussion.
Around here. I'm going to own Odyssey soon. Yeah,
I had a drill going in, and Bob popped his head up and hit his head.
I got a lump. It's got to be looked at today. I think I'm going to file paperwork.
You can find it on Instagram, on the Fan 965, the entire process of three.
Where's HR?
Yeah, well, I can find him for you.
Can you find him? Yeah. Is HR around? I'll go down there and figure out all this paperwork right now, because my head is a pounding.
Well, there's
one up or two.
There's going to be some pounding going on Sunday at 3:25 when the Raiders, when the Broncos and the Chiefs play each other on Sunday.
Pounded this week.
Are we 3:25 or 3:05 for this game? 3:25. Okay.
3:25. 3:05 is the Rams and Seahawks.
Okay, that's right.
I know, dude. I know, dude. Like, crazy. I'm torn, man.
Nobody's going to watch that game when you got the Chiefs and Broncos on, right?
Locally, nobody's going to watch that game, but I will be flipping back between commercials. Mm-hmm. But again, we asked the question on the other side, who's got the most pressure going into this game for the Chiefs? And Mac, your name is up there first, and you got a hell of a take here.
Yeah, I think Steve Spagnuolo's got the most pressure headed into this game. Got a bye week. You're playing an offense that's putrid, that's anemic, that can't do anything to save their lives.
Stop saying that, because I have these visions now of Bo Nix. I've been thinking about it all week. Like, this is one of those games where everybody plays out their ass, and Bo Nix is going to be throwing this ball all over the
Chiefs, 35-0.
That's right. That's right.
The reason for that, Bob, would maybe be because this is their Super Bowl.
It is.
And every team's Super
Bowl.
It's everybody's Super Bowl.
We've talked about this, but the Chiefs have got to start playing like it's everybody's Super Bowl, too.
Why don't we start playing like it's your Super Bowl?
Their back's against the wall, and now they've got to look like it's their Super Bowl in, you know, November rather than February for the first time in a long time.
They've got to match the intensity for the first time ever in the regular season.
In the regular season. And I think for this matchup specifically, the advantage for the Chiefs lies solely on the defense. I mean, offensively, the Chiefs can do what they want to do against any defense, even the Broncos defense, which might be the best in football. But the Chiefs defense against this Broncos offense has to look dominant. They just do. And Spags has an extra week to prepare against an offense that just can't do anything, and then they make everything look hard. Spagnuolo's got the most pressure. If we walk away from this Sunday and the Broncos score 27, 30 points, man, that's going
to
be tough.
No, I think you're right about that, because they haven't been able to do that all season long. But again, I hate these teams, or any team, quite honestly, that plays the Chiefs, because they all raise their level of play. And the Chiefs have having to raise their level of play basically for the last 7 years for every regular season game. You hope they got 7 more regular season games in them where they can raise their level of play, because they're going to have to match that Broncos intensity and their ferociousness and everything that they want, because the Broncos are looking at this as a big day for them. It's the biggest regular season game they've had in over a decade.
It's true.
And I think it's the biggest regular season game the Chiefs and Broncos maybe have ever played. And I'm sure Mitch maybe will tell us tomorrow that there was a bigger one. But for both of these teams at this point in time, they all got a lot riding on their shoulders. Dusty, you're up next. Who do you have?
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay.
Patrick Mahomes is 5-4. You're the captain of this team. Everything goes through you, whether you want to believe it or not. It's Patrick Mahomes' team. It's Patrick Mahomes' league. Play like it. You're coming off one of your worst games you've ever played. You got dealt a free bonus hand by, what would you call that, a no-sweat bet. You lose, you get your bet back. That was against Buffalo because they said, hey, here's the deal. Your number two wide receiver is tipping his pitches. He talked about it yesterday. We'll play that later in the show. But again, this is a game in which if you are him, if you are that quarterback, go do it. Because you talk about how this offense can score against anybody's defense. They didn't look too great against Buffalo's defense, and Buffalo's defense ain't great. This defense is number one in the league. They're going to pressure the hell out of Patrick Mahomes. I don't want to hear he's got, you know, what do you call that? He's got the shock memory of the Super Bowl against Tampa, against Philadelphia, against Buffalo. I don't want to hear that anymore. You know what a four-man rush and a drop seven looks like. You and Andy got to be on that page. You got to be the MVP of the league where the MVP is wide open. We'll talk to Ben Maller about that a little bit later on today. Go be that guy. Go get into that God mode. Go be that talented quarterback you can. You're the leader of this team. I don't think it's a hot take to say the most pressure relies on his shoulders. But again, you are Patrick Mahomes. You are the quarterback. You are the guy that keeps this ship floating along the way. And if you're going to be that guy, go back and be that guy that you were against Detroit. Go be that guy that you were against Baltimore. Go be that guy you were against Vegas, where everything just kind of runs through you and there's no sweat. There's no, you know, PTSD of what was in the old, you know, Super Bowls and whatnot. Go handle business against Denver. Go look at what they're showing out there about, oh, the last time these two teams played, it was 38-0. Mahomes didn't play. The last time you actually played against the team, it was a blocked field goal by Leo Chanel that let you win this game. Go shut up the haters. Like you said, your back's against the wall. Patrick Mahomes, you want to be the MVP? This is one of those MVP type of games. Like we talked about with Mendoza winning the Heisman basically in that game. Go beat Denver in their house, the 8-2 team, the 5-4 Chiefs, and make your own narrative moving forward. I think there's pressure on Patrick Mahomes because we haven't seen him in this situation.
Yeah.
Week 11, 5-4, playing a meaningful game against the Denver Broncos this late into the season with what you could say the playoffs on the line. They're 5-5 going into Monday. We're having a really serious conversation about where this season's going the rest of the way.
Absolutely we are. And that's why, to me, the pressure is all on the head football coach. It is all on Andy Reid. I don't want to hear 22-4 after a bye and all of this kind of stuff. I don't care what he's done in the past. What are you going to do in this game on Sunday? And it all goes back to the leader of this organization, and that is Andy Reid. Are we going to forget everything we learned in the bye week? And by that, I mean how to stay on sides, pre-snap penalties, turnovers, excuse me, all of that stuff that we were doing at the beginning of the year that got dissipated after he had a sit down with Juwan Taylor. We need to get all of that kind of stuff going in the right direction. So it's on Andy Reid, because pre-snap mistakes aren't going to cut it against the Denver Broncos. Trying to play hero ball and going deep every single time is not going to cut it against the Denver Broncos. Forgetting that you have running backs on the team, regardless of what you think of them, is not going to cut it against the Denver Broncos. Letting up when you're up two scores is not going to cut it against the Denver Broncos. This is an Andy Reid game. Go out there and be that leader that we know that you are, and lead your team and prepare your team and have them ready for the biggest regular season game they probably have faced in the Andy Reid era. We'll see how they do. Not the greatest at adversity as we've seen over the years here. When things are going their way, it's great. A little bit of adversity at times really directs this team in the wrong direction. It's up to Andy Reid to correct that, get them back on track, and really coach his ass off in this game on Sunday, and really this week, quite honestly.
Could agree that was the worst game those two have put together, Reid and Mahomes, in that Buffalo game.
It was terrible. It was awful. Yeah. I mean, Patrick Mahomes stunk in that game.
And again, this isn't like us blank talking Andy Reid, Spags, and Mahomes. This is just one of those games. What do you guys always say? When the lights get bright, you need your stars to be stars. You need
100%.
Spags dialed up. You need Andy to have the right play calls. You need Patrick Mahomes to be that guy.
And Andy and Spags are stars on this team.
No doubt. They
are stars. Andy is the greatest head coach ever, and Spags is going to go down, sorry, Bill Belichick, as the greatest defensive coordinator of all time for doing what he's been able to do, not just here in Kansas City, but also shutting down Tom Brady when they were 17-0. So you've got stars as your head coach. You've got star as your quarterback. You've got star as your defensive coordinator. We talk about Chris Jones and some of these other guys and Kelsey, and stars need to be stars. Andy and Spags need to be stars in this game.
But here's the best part about that argument. If Spags, Andy, and Mahomes are stars, everybody else is going to follow
suit. That's exactly right.
Yep. Everybody else is going to be right there with them. And then you don't have to have that stress of like, well, here's this. There's if Mahomes is Mahomes and Spags has his play calls ready to go and Andy's got his thing going, then it, you don't have to worry. Because what? No Surtain, no J.K. Dobbins, and then there's another another injury for them as well who's not playing. So you have three players out.
Yeah, they're beat up.
Yeah, but you know what?
Who cares? I don't want to hear it. Yeah, everybody's beat up.
It's Thanksgiving. I mean, we're 2 weeks from Turkey Day, okay? Everybody has injuries. Enough with the injuries. Enough with this. Enough with that. You've got to make do, and that is overcoming adversity. And so the Chiefs have a great opportunity on Sunday, a major opportunity on Sunday. And for the first time in the regular season against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, they need to take advantage of this regular season opportunity. Because if they don't, Dusty's right. Come Monday morning, we're talking about maybe a wild card. Maybe not.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe missing the playoffs. Yeah, my conversation. That's,
exactly. Oh, yeah, exactly. You're lucky.
Saying, maybe a wild card. Maybe not.
Yeah, you're lucky if you're in the playoffs at that point. It's up to other people. You're no longer in control of your own destiny. I also say the biggest thing about pressure is remaining calm under it.
Yep.
And we've seen both, to your point, Mahomes and Andy Reid both get startled, just start getting jittery and throw away the run game like you mentioned, or Mahomes starts running around acting like he needs to throw it right away, or these long balls on a second and six, and now it's third and six, and it's like, just hey, stick to the game plan, easy completions. I go back to that easy button, man. Go back to that easy button. You've got number 87. You've got number 4. Use them when you are down, when you are out. If it's 7-0, if it's 10-0, you've got two quarters. The run game doesn't need to go away. Take a breath.
Yeah, this game has a lot to do with the analogy of Thanksgiving. Make the normal. Play the hits. Green bean casserole.
Yes.
Some sort of mashed potatoes and gravy. Turkey. Cranberry sauce. Those things. Don't try to make like an infused salmon dip thing. Like, you don't need to do that. Don't try to make an innovate. You don't need to do that. Denver doesn't have the offensive firepower to hold up with you.
No.
You have the offensive firepower to kind of dilute that defense. Don't let them destroy it. But also, don't let your hopes get down because this was a year ago this week.
35-yard attempt. Well within his range. 18 of 20 this season. Is Lutz, and one of those misses a 60-yarder to end the half. 35-yard attempt from the far hash. Dixon, the punter, will hold. Raboni is the long snapper.
Maloney.
Lutz waiting for the snap. Placement is down. Lutz's kick is blocked! It's blocked! It's blocked! The Chiefs blocked the kick! They're going to stay undefeated! The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt. Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal.
And see, that is great analysis by Damon. He just got out of the way.
He just laughed.
What else are you supposed to do? Because I think it was a laughable moment at that point in time.
Mitch Holtis joins the show tomorrow as normal time, 7:20. But yeah, if they do lose this game, that is the conversation on Monday. Yeah. Is this a playoff team? And I think the answer would be no. Got to win this game, man.
Got to win this
game. This is the most meaningful game against the Broncos in the Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid era, in my opinion. I don't think there's any other game in this era that this is not mad at. Patrick Mahomes lost to this team one time in his career, and he was sick.
I'm trying to think back to that 11-6 season when they won the Super Bowl, if there were other regular season games.
It didn't feel like this because nobody else in the division was any good, right? You know, when they were 11-6 a couple of years ago, Denver didn't exist. The Raiders were, they're typical. The Chargers, I think, were kind of in that last year of that Staley guy before they moved on from him and got Harbaugh in there. So there really were no legit competitors in the division. It's really the first year or maybe part of the second year where there was really like competition in the division right now. That's why, you know, this game is so magnified. Because the Chiefs have made a living over the last decade just beating up on everybody in the AFC West. And you don't have that anymore, right? Like, the teams are starting to get good. Denver's sitting at 8-2. The Chargers can go out there and win games. And obviously the Raiders are the Raiders. But for a good portion of this run, we didn't have any competition in the AFC West. Denver was, you know, I don't know what they were doing. The Raiders, again, the Raiders. The Chargers were the Chargers. And the Chiefs took advantage of all of that. Now these teams are starting to get good. So it's different because you actually have competition in your division right now. It's not a foregone conclusion.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Because you're Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, you're just going to win this division. You actually have to go out there and earn it. This is probably the first time in a while they've actually had to go out and earn this division championship as well. So that's why it takes on so much more than, you know, what they were at 11-6. And that 11-6 season, you always look at, well, at least they're going to win the division. They're going to get in. You know, it's not going to be that big a deal. Now it's like, boy, if they don't win this game, we're not talking about the division anymore. We're talking about, are they going to make it into the postseason?
No doubt about it.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.